time to turn a page. Yeah. Ever since the altercation, whole city knew his name. Uh-huh. Samson was the man, brought his enemies to shame. Yeah. Every time he hit the town, he made his enemies afraid, and he knew it. But today was a different day. He was cool with his homies in the back of the club, sipping that fluid, and then
what's up?
That's when she walked through the door. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody in the circle ever seen her before. Who was that? Calling her a dime was an understatement. Yeah. She was at least a dub. Philistine with a little Puerto Rican blood. Hell of a mix. He motioned to her, come, tell her to sit.
Come on.
And whatever she sipped, bring a bottle. Yeah. He said, yeah, I know I'm handsome. By the way, my name is Samson. Of course, she started laughing. She said, I know who you are. My homegirl told me about you. That's why I'm not leaving this club without you. Damn, what's your name? Here you go, falling in love again.
Yeah.
I guess you can call him an item.
Come on.
Samson and Delilah, once again.
Yeah.
His people didn't like her, but he loved her.
Uh-uh.
He didn't have eyes for no other. Told him, please don't judge her. She good people.
Yeah.
Looked her in the eyes, told her I would never leave.
That's
and
right.
As long as I'm around, when nobody mistreats you, you can bet on that. I put my blood, tears, and sweat on that.
For real.
But little did he know,
yeah,
falling in love could be a weakness.
Uh-huh.
Certain to be exploited by the niggas that he beef with.
Yeah.
His enemies used a couple of policemen to trick his lady into meeting them in secret. Like, yo, you and us, we ain't really got no problems.
Yeah.
But your man Samson is way too violent. Pretty soon you'll be a victim unless you help us cuff him. Here's $11,000 for your trouble. By the way, what's your name?
She said, oh.
So here we are, Samson. Finally, he meets the love of his life, the woman of his dreams, the woman that he feels he will spend the rest of his life with. And yet, he has no idea what's going on right behind his back. Now, of course, on the other side, you have this group of people who wish him nothing but harm and destruction. Sworn enemies. They can't do nothing with him because they too weak. But they go and reach out to the one person who possibly can. It's kind of messed up when you think about it, but hey, that's life, right? Just goes to show, man. The closest ones to you can always do the most harm. And no matter how strong you are or how strong you appear to be, we're all still susceptible to our own humanity and our own weaknesses. So what do you think happens next? Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out.